Sorry, was I disturbing you? No, I just wanted to tell you that your 7 o'clock canceled. Yeah, apparently the traffic is really bad nearby, so they would rather just reschedule than walk their asses over here. Okay, when would you want them? You're already booked at that time, you know that, right? Where would you be without me? I can definitely include them on your 4 to 5. Is that all right? Okay then, 4 to 5 tomorrow. The Samsung group. Well, you have nothing else on your schedule. Except there is an 8 o'clock. Yes, you're supposed to be with your wife at 8. Unless you want me to cancel that. You guys are supposed to have dinner at, I forgot the name of the restaurant, but... Kidding. I know the name, I just don't want to tell you. Maybe because I want you to cancel the 8 o'clock too anyways. You have been so busy every single night this week, and I have not had my fill of you yet. So, I would like you to reaccommodate your wife, reschedule it, or whatever, put her to tomorrow at 8 or earlier, or, you know, maybe for once just have breakfast with her, so that you don't have to compensate with your nights, and you could spend more time with me instead. Listen. The way this works is that you follow me, and everything will go smoothly. I mean, you're the one who decided to be in this situation anyways. It's not like I forced you into it. You love it when someone else takes control of you. You've always been the man in control. That's why you're here, right? That's why you're at the very top. That's why your employees worship you. That's why your wife can't get enough of you. That's why everyone who's met you would fall on their knees begging for your attention. So it's a nice change of pace when for once you've got someone else to kneel down to. You've got someone else to take control. You've got someone else to beg and to worship. And that someone else is me. Now, you've been working your ass off for the past 4 evenings. And I'm sure instead of having a dinner with your lovely wife in a restaurant you don't even remember, I'm sure you'd rather spend this evening with me. Your cock pushed deep into my tight, wet pussy. Right. At your office desk, where anyone can just walk in, where anyone who's staying up late might be able to hear us. It's more exciting for you anyways, and it's definitely more pleasurable for you. So why don't you just drop the good husband act? Quit your excuses. and close your evening with my legs wrapped around you tightly while I bounce and ride your cock over and over and over again until we both come hard. Isn't that just an even better way to spend your Friday evening? I thought so. Oh, don't worry about whoever's outside. They've all left. I've made sure of it. I was only joking when I said somebody could be listening in. But I thought the idea of that would turn you on even more and convince you to stay with me. So shall I cancel your 8 o'clock? Good. I'll let her know that you'll be late and that you are stuck in the middle of a meeting. I'm sure she'd buy it. Traffic is really bad outside anyways. Just give me a few moments. Hello? Yes, hi! I'm sorry to tell you this, but the boss just wanted to let you know that he won't be able to make it tonight. Yes, are you at the Firebird already? No? Okay, that's good. Traffic is really bad anyways. He's still stuck at a meeting with the Samsung group. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most likely he'll be home at around past 1 a.m., maybe? You know how the Samsung group goes. They're very chatty, very difficult to, you know, settle down. Yes, I will pass that on. All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Have a good evening. Your wife just told me that she's sad that you weren't able to go, and that she was on her way to the restaurant anyways. She also wanted to let you know that she's wearing her favorite. Too bad. I'm wearing your favorite too. She thinks it's a nice, lacy pair of underwear that has lace and ribbons and all that cutesy stuff. What she doesn't know is that what you really like is leather. Pure black leather. And guess what I'm wearing tonight? You wouldn't be able to tell underneath this blazer. But once I start unbuttoning, piece by piece, there, you see it? Pure black, pushing my tits up the way you always wanted. I feel bad for your wife. She thinks that you're the boss, that you're the man 100% of the time. But sometimes, and well, in reality, when it comes to sex, you just want someone to take control. Good boy. Why don't you go and take off that shirt for me? Remember what we talked about? When you take your shirt off, you have to do it slowly. Don't look down. You know I don't like it when you look down. Eyes up on me. Good boy. You're learning quickly. It's only been 2 months that we've been doing this, but you're making such good progress. I'm really proud of you. Now what's next, after you've taken that shirt off? That's right. Thank your goddess. Good boy. Now your pants What did we say? When you take off that belt, you don't put that anywhere. You don't put that on the table. Where do you put it? That's right. You present it to me. Take that belt and you put it in my hands. Good boy. Now, you may take your pants off completely. You make me such a happy goddess when you do it so enthusiastically. That's good. You're so hard now, aren't you, my good boy? Good. Show me your cock. Good boy. So nice and hard. You don't get to stroke it until I tell you to. Remember? I know you're so excited. I know. You just want me to take your cock now, don't you? Oh, it's okay. I know you've been waiting for this for days, and I have been too. But we need to be patient now, don't we? Good things come to good boys who wait. Now, sit up for me. Sit up a little straighter. Show off that cock to me, but don't stroke it. Wrap your hands around the base of your cock. Fuck. You look so good. So hard and so strong and so proud that it's standing up for your goddess now. Why don't you go in, see if he can grab your balls too, in the same hand. And present it to me, just like it's a gift. Correction, it is a gift. That beautiful cock of yours, that's a gift to your goddess. You give that to me any time I want, any day I want. No excuses. But that's the good thing about you, isn't it, my good boy? You're always ready to give it to me. No matter where we are, no matter what time of the day it is, when your goddess wants your cock, you give it to me. Because you know that when you do, you're rewarded handsomely. You are paid your due. So, why don't you go and stroke that cock for me? That nice, beautiful, hard cock of yours. Nice and slow now, baby. Nice and slow. Show off the length of your cock. You know it's perfect. It's the perfect size. Perfect size just for me. You know how much I love it, right? You know how much I love taking it in my own hands. How much I love tasting you. How much I love pushing that cock of yours inside me. And you know how much I love making it come. And I know you want to come eagerly, swiftly. But you know that if you wait, you come nicer. That's it. Stroke it. Think of me. think of everything you want me to do to you. Hmm? I know you want me. I know all of the dirty, dirty things in your head whenever we're sitting across each other, when you're having your little meetings with all the little boys and girls, trying to make your money and all of that, acting like hotshots when there's only one person that matters in that room, and that's me. The only thing on your mind is me moving on top of you and riding that cock of yours until you come so hard, until you burst deep inside me, until I let you come for me. Stroke it harder, a little bit more, faster. Let me see how much you want me. Let me see how much you want me to fuck you. Let me see how much you want me to push your cock inside me. Let me see how much you want me to ride you and fuck you and bounce on top of you and own you and take you for myself. Good boy. Harder. Harder for me, please, my good boy. Show me just how much you want it. Oh, fuck. The sound of your pre-cum coating your cock as you stroke. Oh, so fucking good. And you come hard for me, won't you? You'll come hard for your goddess? You'll make sure that you show how much you want me, how much you love your goddess by coming hard? Good boy. Go harder. And I'm going to count down. But no, you're not gonna come. I'm just going to count down. And when I hit one, you're going to slow down. Okay? So you're going to go as fast as you can. And when I hit one, you slow down. But keep your eyes on me this entire time, okay? Don't look down. 10. Do you see my hands on this leather corset? Where do you think it's going? Right on this rope right here. 9. I'm going to pull this rope slowly so you can see my tits. It'll be nice and slow. I know you love seeing it anyways. Can you imagine how hard my nipples are for you right now? 8. Slowly unstringing this corset now. This corset is almost bursting from my tits. Are you imagining how pretty it would be when I fully loosen up my corset and my tits just bounce free right in front of you? 7. How are you holding on there, baby? You can do it. You can do it. There's a reward for that in the end, I promise. 6. What reward? Well, you're gonna have to be patient now, won't you? 5. Oh, so good. You're doing so well. 4. You're doing so well. I should tell you my reward now, shouldn't I? Well, you could see me getting closer and closer to you, right? And this string slowly loosening up as I come closer. Mm-hmm. Your face is so close to my tits. Can you imagine what this reward would be? 3. Almost there, baby. Hang on, you're doing so well. 2. Mm-hmm. When we're done, you can go and play with my tits. But just with your face. Just with your pretty, handsome face. 1. Slow down. Slow down. Oh, you're so good. Look at all of that pre-gum. Hmm? Why don't you bring your hand up to me? Let your goddess taste your gum. Mm. Oh. Mm. You taste so good. Just as I expected you to be. Now come here. Lay your head on my chest. Oh, fuck. Let me feel your mouth on my tits. Ah, fuck. Sit back down. I want to ride you now. Ah, fuck. It's a good thing I'm not wearing anything underneath this skirt. Your cock just practically twitched in front of me. Are you excited? Yeah. Are you ready, my good boy? Mm-hmm. Tell me. Tell me you want me to fuck you. Beg for me. Beg for your goddess. Fuck. Good. Good boy, you sound so good when you beg for me. I'm going to ride you now. I'm going to take every single inch of that beautiful hard cock of yours deep inside my tight, wet pussy. How does that sound? You're forgetting something. Thank you. Uh-huh. Good boy. Thank your goddess every single time she decides to bless you with her pussy. Ready? Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, good boy, you're so nice and hard for me. Ah, oh, yes. Fuck, your cock feels so good. Oh, fuck. Hang on, you're not completely deep inside me yet. I'm gonna slam myself on top of you so I could feel every inch of your cock. Because you know I love that so much. And I love that fucking cock of yours. And I'm going to fuck you all night if I have to.